you can't make it to the tasting room, then you can find a selection of their wines around town. For a complete list of where to find Noble Ice wines, go online to NobleIceVineyards.com to the Find Us page, and they will email you a list of stores, wine shops, and restaurants that carry your favorite Noble Ice wine. Again, visit the Find Us page at NobleIceVineyards.com.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
19.
Hit me.
20.
Hit me.
21.
Hit me.
22.
Don't
cross over if I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Did I miss Christmas? Is it come yet?
So, which year?
In a minute.
This year? 14.
Christmas. I'm not sure.
Hold on. Let me get a calendar.
Whew, okay, I didn't miss this.
Nope.
Time.
No, you didn't.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 15th day. I want to say right in the middle of December, but it's really not. 15 and a half would be the middle.
It would be.
We have
yes.
31.
Yesterday, someone celebrated a birthday, and it was my friend Joe Vitale that I.
It's a great story.
That I play hockey with, so I want to say happy birthday to Joe. Oh
happy
yeah,
birthday,
you.
Joe. Yeah, happy birthday. No, we don't do that. We don't do mine. We don't acknowledge that. Oh man, where do we start? Look at. I was going to make a joke and say close the drapes. The sun's in my eyes. Now look down. The sun's actually out.
I know.
I don't think it was supposed to be.
It's a miracle. No, it wasn't supposed to be.
It wasn't.
But it is out, and it's actually not that miserable. It looks kind of gray and miserable with 50 or whatever the heck it is. Could be worse. It's the middle of January. We could be 2 feet of snow on the ground.
Yesterday was nice. Yesterday was like 62.
Oh, my goodness. It was, awesome. It was like spring. It was just like spring.
And we decided to go to the zoo.
Jogging?
No. No. We got the heifer out of the house to walk around a little bit.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, I would never. His wife is pregnant. He said, I got the heifer out of the house. Oh, my goodness. You know what? That period of whatever it is that you can't have sex after a baby just tripled.
Oh, yeah, you better add.
Now she's going to tell you the doctor said a year.
It's the funny part is she actually isn't that bad. I think she found out the other day at her checkup that she's gained 30, right under 30 pounds.
That's not bad.
Which, no, it's not a lot. So yeah, we went around walking at the zoo yesterday expecting it to be overrun with people. Yeah. I mean, especially in a weekend. Any nice day.
Yeah, but
zoo,
it's because it's right before Christmas.
I think that's what it was. There was hardly anybody there. It was great.
They're at the outlet malls or wherever they are. The heifer. Man, flag that one. Make a note of that. Now, before we do the Burke segment, I'm not going to go into the details of why. It's a long story, but I got off the air Thursday. 93 hours and 17 minutes ago. Okay.
Whoa. Did you do that math before me?
I did what? It on the way in. Yeah. There's a reason. So out of that 93 hours, we've been on the road. My wife and I have been driving. A total in the car of 27 hours.
Whoa. Together?
Yes.
Oh.
Total mileage, total mileage, 1,700 miles together, just the two of us in the car. And we're both still alive.
That's amazing.
That's quite a feat. But get this. Before we left, my wife had had a procedure done under her left eye. And it's a, she had a vein removed. She had a, it was a, like a bulging kind of obvious vein. And, you know, women are, a vein.
Yeah.
So they can inject it and dissolve the vein. It's just like these guys that do legs, the vein removal. They used to have to strip them out, and they inject them and dissolve ugly veins in your legs. Well, she had one in her face, and so she had it removed. Now, what happened was, while we're on the road, enough time had passed that the bruising set in, and it was a significant bruise. She had a major black eye.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, it's her right eye. I'm left-handed. So if I did sock her, if I hit her,
it would be her right
eye. I'm not making this up. We're on the road so much that we, and here's the best part of the whole thing. We stopped at Cracker Barrel three times.
Oh, three times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, long time on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, I hate Cracker Barrel. And I said, I don't care if you hate it or not. That's where we're eating. And some people were hearing us kind of argue. And then they saw that she had a black. Now, in 2014, any woman who's with a guy and she has a black eye, everybody you know assumes that you beat her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When we would go in at a service station or we went in to eat, I said, put on those sunglasses. They're pretty big sunglasses. I said, because I'm not kidding. Somebody will call the police and say, oh, there's this couple in here. Because we argue all the time.
Right.
We do. We argue constantly.
The Bickersons.
They're fighting, and I think he's hit her. She's got a black eye. I'm not making this up. I was worried that in the middle of my
guy was going to knock you out or something.
In the middle of my country fried steak, some guy, hey, wife beater, or a cop would come up and go, well, we got a call that you might have been he'd look at her eye and go, come with me, cuffs on. I'm not kidding. You can't anymore have a legitimate black eye without somebody thinking. And you know what she said? I think I'll take a picture of it just in case I ever need.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
I ever need a story.
Oh, my goodness.
Or, if you made her mad, she'd just walk up to her counter and go,
look what he did.
Me.
Yeah. Scrawl,
whisper.
Scrawl it on the bathroom mirror and lipstick. Help me. Oh. But you never used to have to worry about that stuff. And now you do.
And how did she do it originally?
She had a vein taken out.
Oh.
She had a vein removed, and they have to inject. They put a needle right on the cheekbone.
Oh.
And then I think they inject a saline solution or something, and it dissolves the vein, and it's not blue anymore.
How do you? Oh, so the vein's gone totally?
It's gone.
How can you just get rid of veins?
That's
like
a good question.
Isn't that useful?
No,
or,
that's a good question. And I've met this doctor before. And I asked him one time, he's actually a friend of ours. He's been a friend for years. And I said, how does all of a sudden your body go, well, I don't need that vein. Isn't that you lose
taking
circulation
blood
or something?
Somewhere?
He said, no, it just, it works around it, routes around it.
Huh.
And you don't need a lot of those veins, especially those
spider veins, varicose veins.
Yeah. They're not serving any purpose.
Wow, it's like sending in MoDOT to just do away with that little road.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. I don't know who was talking.
But it's starting today to clear up, and I'm glad. I told
you got to be on your best behavior.
Pour the makeup to that thing. I don't want to go to jail and get accused of spousal abuse or something.
Ugh.
So Cosby still speaking of abuse. He still hasn't spoken except to me.
Oh no, he has. He did.
Yeah, he did.
But
a little
black
say,
media.
Yeah, but he didn't fess
well, he
up.
He said he's only going to talk now to the black media.
Well, how racist is that?
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I thought. A guy that came out and
talked. That's the most racist statement I've ever heard.
And talked about how the black kids need to straighten up and how this needs to straighten up. And then he comes out and says, I'm only talking
to the black media. Way to go, Bill. Well, it's going to be interesting. And I heard a news commentator say the same thing I said when we were talking about it. And it was a woman, and she was a on one of the news networks, and she said, you know, what really screams guilty is his not screaming not guilty. He's not saying, hey, I've had enough of this. I didn't do it. And she said to me, and that college, I forgot the name of this college, a college that he and Camille.
Temple?
No, it's another one.
Oh, the one that they.
They gave $20 million. At the time they did it, it was the largest single private donation to a black college, $20 million. They said, no, where they distanced themselves, and they're not even going to issue the scholarships now. So that tells me, hang on, I forgot to shut my phone. That tells me that they feel like there's enough lack of denial that they don't want to. I'm telling you, this is going to be very interesting. Bill Cosby, Jell-O Man, Jell-O Pudding, Mr. Family, what else did he, Kodak? What were his big?
Yeah, I know Jell-O was.
Jell-O, Kodak, I mean, for years and years and years and years. This is going to be.
Picture Pages?
What is that?
Remember the Picture Pages he did?
No.
I think it was during his
was that
Fat Albert days.
Fat Albert days, yeah.
Yeah, see, when they would air the Fat Albert cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Albert thing. This will be, you know that now his people are crafting the speech. The back in those days, I let the fame go. You know exactly what it's going to be. Go to my head. I'm a different person now. Yes, I regret it. These women are right. I abuse blah, 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 blah.
So he
and in 24 hours, it'll all be forgotten.
Because of the statute of limitations has gone by, he cannot be arrested for any of this stuff, correct?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm no Scott Sherman. I don't know.
Who is?
So, well, yeah, good. True. Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do.
All right.
One thing.
All right. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
Here's Eon the Peon, who is 5 days away from the target date of the arrival of Peon Jr. onto the face of the earth.
Oh, boy. The due date.
I can't wait to hear his name. I'm still going to call him.
I know.
yeah, it doesn't matter. You're going to call him.
What do you have?
I have the app Shazam. On my phone. We've talked about Shazam before.
I have it too. I love it.
It is an app that when you hear a song on the radio, you bring up the app and hit a button, hold it up to the radio, and within 2 seconds, it will give you
even in a noisy place.
Yeah.
I heard a song in the casino. I went into a casino one time.
Yeah?
And I heard a song. And it, over the clanging of machines and seven on a crap table, the song was in the speech. It still picked the song out and told me what it was.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, at the top of your phone, it has all the notifications. So the little Shazam symbol was up there yesterday, and it said... Shazam, new upgraded app or whatever. So I hit it and brought it up. Now it says that it touch the button to find out any music or TV show. Have you seen this?
No.
TV show now?
Yeah. So now, I was testing it out. I hit the button. We had the TV on last night. I hit the button. Within 2 seconds, it tells you the name of the show you're watching, which episode you're watching.
I've had this happen.
Yeah.
I thought you meant something else, like it would then relate shows that if you like this song, you'd like these shows. No. I did this. I hit we were watching a movie or TV, a thing on TV, and I hit to find out the song, and you're right. And not only did it tell me the song I'm listening to, it says you're watching
Like 2 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah, it just hears the audio of the show. I don't know how it does it that quick, but it'll tell you what episode you're watching, trivia about the episode. It was amazing to me. I don't know. Well, of course we don't know how it works.
Well, let's say, you know how on different episodes of a show, like let's say Sons of Anarchy, one episode they'll play a Coldplay song and another one they'll play something else. You're right. If it knows...
Not even the song, though. If it's just dialogue, back and forth, people talking, you hit Shazam.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It'll tell you what you're watching?
It'll tell you what you're watching, which episode, a trivia.
So if I'm watching a movie, and this has happened to everybody, you're watching a movie, you're skipping around, and you go, ooh, HBO, oh, yeah, I remember this movie, but you can't, if you hit it and it picks up the dialogue, you're watching Honeymoon in Vegas with Nicolas Cage.
Absolutely. Yes, it'll bring up the cast, you know, if you're wondering what person that is. Yeah. No, it was amazing. It does it within seconds. I don't know how.
Amazing or is it incredible?
It's
I'm back on
it's
the amazing
something.
Kick. No, I'm it's on the amazing unbelievable. Kick. We watched the show last night. They said amazing 23 times in the course of the show. But it is.
Maybe it's not amazing, but it is. It's
it actually
pretty cool.
Is.
It's it's amazing technology.
There's also
technology.
An app that you can take a let's say you're traveling in Chicago. You can take a picture of a building or a statue. It'll tell you
where you are.
That's the Wrigley Building, built in, and the whole history of it, or a statue. You go, that's an interesting statue. Take the picture. The app will tell you where it is. That's the something statue located in the corner of 43rd in Oakland, California.
It's very cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So for all the bad things, there's some good stuff.
Shazam. S-H-A-Z-A-M, if anybody wants to.
I'm going to try it tonight.
I was playing with it for 15 minutes last night, just going from channel to channel, hitting the button, and you're watching season 4.
It's the same app I already have.
The same app.
All right, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
That's all.
Before Dan does his, real quickly, I don't want to forget this, and I think Dan's the one that brought it up last week maybe. We're at home last night. My daughter's home. She's home till the end of the month, and she is coming in to sing.
Yes.
All right.
Badly. And we said, let's find a good Christmas movie and watch it. And because of our conversation the other day, 4 Christmases.
Oh.
Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's second to Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. It is so good.
John Favreau's in it. He's
John
one of the.
John Voight is in it.
Yeah.
Mary Steenburgen is just.
And what's his name?
I like Vince Vaughn. I just like Vince Vaughn.
Robert Duvall.
Tim McGraw is in it. And Dwight Yoakam is in it.
No, wait a minute. Are they his brothers?
Dwight Yoakam's the minister. He's the pastor. And who are the two knuckleheads? Tim McGraw is one of the brothers, one of Vince Vaughn's brothers.
John Favreau is the other one. Yeah.
Oh.
Folks, let me tell you something. Here's how funny it is. My wife has virtually no sense of humor. And she's laughing like crazy last night at this movie. That's how funny. When she laughs at something, it's exceptionally funny.
Why do we need a satellite? Why do we need satellite?
And remember
TV?
The chick that plays Reese Witherspoon's sister, that Kristen Chenoweth?
Remember the
cleavage? For a little bitty woman, she had some tremendous cleavage. And Vince Vaughn keeps looking down, can't help looking down at her dress because it's his girlfriend's sister, and he's trying not to. And 4 Christmases. It's just about a couple that is trying to get away for the holidays out of the country, going to Fiji, and they get socked in with weather, so they're forced to do what they were trying to avoid, and that's visit 4 families, because each of them has divorced parents. Oh, and Robert Duvall is Vince Vaughn's dad. That guy is hysterical.
Yes.
4 Christmases is a great movie.
Why do I need satellite TV? And then when they're up to putting that satellite... dish up and Vince Vaughn falls with it and the whole TV goes through the wall.
So when you're sitting around thinking, okay, we watched Vacation, we watched Scrooge, we watched Scrooged with Bill Murray, what do we watch? 4 Christmases.
And another one is Elf. I love Elf.
I didn't expect to like it. That's Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not expect to like it and it's all Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart's in it, and
it's great. It's hilarious.
James Caan.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
And I did not expect to like that.
No. Two of my favorite parts in that movie is when he's walking across the street and gets hit by the cab. That is his. I laugh out loud every time I see that part, and the part where he drinks the entire 2-liter bottle of Coke and belches really loud and says, "Did you hear that?" That's one of my favorite
just like
parts.
Him. Oh, yeah. Now, the other one I didn't expect to like, but I'm telling you, is Tim Allen, the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where he becomes and he starts getting bigger and bigger. That's a terrific movie.
I know.
And then one last one, because every year, if you have kids, and every time I do this, most people say, well, I never heard of that movie. Prancer.
Yes.
And Peon Jr. in 3 or 4 years is going to love Prancer. Prancer is a fantastic Christmas movie. And now with his contribution, Dan Strauss.
The only thing I wanted to say is
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oakville High School has some very talented kids there. My daughter is in 3 different choirs.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. I know I don't talk about her very much.
She's in 3 choirs?
Yeah, she's
too?
In 3 different choirs. One of them is called the Madrigal Choir, and they put this play on. She was in the play last year, and they put this play on this year, and they combine it, and it's acting, and then it's all the singing, and these guys are just unbelievable how they can act, and then how they sing. It almost brings tears to your eyes. It is so good.
You think
good.
Your daughter's headed for Broadway?
I don't know.
No, I mean downtown Broadway.
Oh, yeah, maybe. It's possible. It's possible. But this year was...
I thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah. But this year was... they combine fairy tales. This year was Jack and the Beanstalk meets its Ash's Villa, which is Cinderella's cousin, lesser-known cousin. And then they put this whole thing together, and they go to a ball and stuff. But it's really funny.
You realize that what you're talking about, nobody else can even...
No, I know.
They didn't see it.
I know. But it was really funny the way they put it together. But there were two guys in this thing. And one of the guys, he played the jester. His name's Curtis. And I'll just leave it at that. There's another guy in there. His name's Austin. Both of them lost their mothers earlier this year. And they were both... and one of them, the guy Curtis, was pretty... emotional a couple of different times during it, but he wants to go on to California and pursue acting and pursue singing and all this other stuff, and he is very, very talented. But it was an incredible program that they put on. I went 2 nights. It was Thursday and Friday night. But these kids are so talented, it's unreal. But
a lot of really talented kids that we don't
Oh my goodness. It's unbelievable. But I'm getting bummed out about all this stuff because this is her senior year, and it's the last time
Well, wait, what do you think you're bummed out now? Wait till she brings home her biker fiance.
She does have a boyfriend, and he was in the play, and he's in the choir, so, and he did a good job.
Have you met him?
Yes, I have.
Normally, I would say, do you like him? But in your case, I got to say, does he like you?
Yeah.
Now, do you still want to be with her now that you've met Dan?
We need to get a hold of the kid with Dan not around and say, so.
And okay, first impression.
So right.
Just met Alyssa's dad.
We know you probably like Alyssa. Yeah. But
when you met her dad, tell the truth. You wanted to bolt. You know you did. Yeah, run for your life.
And his dad is in a band as well. So.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Boy.
Thanks.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Burke segment is officially closed. All right. We're going to take a break, do some business. We'd love to talk to you. And I'm not just saying that. You know, some people say, hey, we need to get together sometime. And they don't mean it. Or they go, hey, give me a call sometime. They don't mean it. I mean it. Call us. We'd love to talk to you. 314. Now, you got to be patient. This is going to take 4 or 5 minutes because we have a lot of commercials because we're very popular. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. While you do that and patiently wait, I will talk to you about My Dentist and invite you to have My Dentist become your dentist or my dental clinic because there's, more than one dentist there. I happen to have gone to the same guy for 41 years, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. But there are a couple of other great dentists there, and it's a terrific clinic. And for 41 years, I think I should know what I'm talking about because I certainly had every opportunity to change dentists long before they came on this show. By the time they became supporters of the show, I had already been going there about, 26 years. So... it wasn't a case of, I'm going to tell you what a great place it is because they decided to spend money here. It's a case of I was going there long before they came. Dan, look at those phones. Don't worry about answering them, by the way. Just, do whatever you're doing. How long has it been?
Well, he's...
He's what?
I was trying to come up with something to help him out.
So here's the deal. I know that a lot of people hate going to the dentist. I get that. I understand that. I know a lot of people don't have a dentist. I get that too. And I also know that there are many, many people who now have gone so long that they're ashamed and embarrassed to go to the dentist. Knock that off. That ends here. That ends right now. Because I'm going to tell you, when you make an appointment, you go to Ballast Dental Care, all of that anxiety and all that embarrassment, it'll be gone in 5 minutes. And you're going to feel like an old friend that has come in for your 200th visit, and you've been there for years and years and years. I'm telling you, such a place exists, and that place is Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast. Why don't you do this? It's the holidays. What better time? Don't this New Year's resolution? That's a bunch of crap. Nobody sticks to that stuff. Just go ahead and make the decision. You're going to finally do something about this, because the only thing that's going to happen, if you keep putting this dental work off, it's going to become more, and I made this up myself and I'm proud of it, more extensive and more expensive. It is. It's not going to start fixing itself. Your gums and teeth aren't going to get better just miraculously. Get it taken care of. And this is the place to do it. Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. Meep, meep.
Let's see how traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Right now it's running pretty well. About the only slowdowns I see are on westbound 40, and that's just getting from about the Tam Avenue overpass through McCausland. A little slow from 270 through Mason. Everything else is running well. This traffic report is brought to you by Robitussin. It's the number one pharmacist-recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin and don't suffer the cough consequences. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Beaver, engineer for the McGraw Show. Yes, I've been out sick for a while, but I can't wait to get back to work. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives, and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at graniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-1376. That's 1-800-400-1376. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376. 1-800-400-1376.
Firehouse Subs.
Maybe it's the way our USDA choice beef brisket is hickory smoked over 16 hours, then smothered in melty cheddar and special sauces in our own smokehouse beef and cheddar brisket.
Perhaps it's all the tender corned beef brisket, juicy pastrami, and melty provolone piled high in our New York steamer.
It's smoked turkey breast, Virginia honey ham, and melty Monterey Jack in our booking ladder.
Or the aged Genoa salami, herb spice pepperoni, sweet Virginia honey ham, and melty provolone in the Firehouse Italian.
I'm Chris Sorensen.
And I'm Robin Sorensen.
We're the founders of Firehouse Subs.
We're not sure what makes our 10 specialty subs so special. Might be the fact that they're gourmet subs without the gourmet prices.
Firehouse Subs.
One bite, one taste, you're hooked.
The holidays are coming and the kids will be home from school. And you're wondering what to do with them. How about a trip to Epic 6 Laser Tag and Sports Arena for a day of fun? Epic 6 is St. Louis's newest indoor family entertainment center. They're located in Fenton in the Gravois Bluffs and feature laser tag, dodgeball, basketball, a 24-foot rock climbing wall, an 80-foot-long inflatable obstacle course, and 40 arcade games, all inside a 30,000-square-feet facility. It's perfect for a day of fun. Looking to plan a birthday party or a group outing? Epic 6 is available for private events. Go to epic6fun.com. Recently ranked number 5 by Kids Out and About magazine as the best place to take the kids at St. Louis. Check out the sampler pass, which includes one game of laser tag, one session of basketball, one session of dodgeball, three climbs on their rock wall, a $5 arcade card, and a large soft drink, all for just $18. Find them on the web at epic6fun.com for more.
St. Patrick's Dinner is helping thousands of people each year transform their lives from homelessness to independence. They do this with the support of the community. Please consider a year-end investment in St. Patrick's Dinner and their mission to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for individuals and families who are working hard to change their lives. Join St. Patrick's Dinner in making our St. Louis community a better place to live and work. To donate, call 802-0700. That's 802-0700 or visit them online at stpatrickcenter.org.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Jack Eaton and her four children could use some help this holiday season.
So here's what we're doing for them.
A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, a house cleaning, a cleaning supply basket, auto detailing, an ice skating outing, and more to say thank you. KTRS and AD Lift Truck present Home for the Holidays. From the Meadows at Lake St. Louis, Creative Landscapes, Auto Fresh, Gingham's Home Style Restaurant, the City of Florissant, Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses, Better Life Maids, and KTRS.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing.
Oh boy.
For some Christmas sharing. But I pause because hang in my stocking.
The phone lines are lighting up. And let's keep it that way. We can get a couple in here. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. We start with Jim because he's been holding the longest. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, last week you all were talking about more intelligent or intellectual subjects, and I think one of Ann mentioned dark matter. Mm-hmm. My dog right. left some dark matter on the steps for me this weekend. It wasn't pretty.
Oh no, God. It usually isn't, especially on it, when it's on your shoe.
Well, I was just getting out of bed, so I didn't even have shoes on yet.
Now, you called us for that?
Yes, I did.
Well, that, you know what? That's all
we'll
need.
It.
We'll take it. We'll take it, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Now, if he'd waited a while, it would have been white matter, because as you know, dog poop turns white. Have we ever decided whether or not human poop turns white? Because you don't go out in your yard and leave it and wait and see.
No.
I don't know. Maybe we should and do an
Dan,
experiment.
That'll be your assignment.
All right.
Why don't you go out in the yard and take a big dump and let us know a couple weeks later if it turns white.
All righty.
It will if it snows on it. Let's go to Chuck. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Let me check.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Well, you too, Chuck.
And I am AM into PM.
That's the way the whole world should be.
I just called to ask to get the gang's opinion on what they think that about this could be the Rams' last home game this Sunday.
Well,
and just get your opinion.
You
on
mean
what you
mean
you think
home game?
That.
Not ever going to be here again? Going to L.A. or something?
Well, that's what the word is. They got the okay. The NFL gave the okay to for some teams to look into it.
Well, I know very little about sports. I'll give you my opinion, then I'll let the other two speak. I couldn't care less. I don't care because I don't think Stan Kroenke gives two hoots about this town. I think he's almost never, seldom, if ever, seen or heard from. He doesn't ever seem to be present. How many times do you hear of Stan Kroenke was out and about and participating in this or that? Or the, never. Never.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So I don't look upon him, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't look upon him the way, go back to the old Gussie Bush days when he couldn't do more or be more involved in the community. I know that's baseball, but Bidwell was kind of the same way, just sort of aloof, and I'll take my money and run, and I don't care. I really don't care, especially after that display of those players with their hands up. No, I really don't care. That's
oh,
my...
yeah, I was disappointed in that myself.
And that, and I do want to mention they did give a check for 50. So here, in the whole scheme of things, maybe that turned out to be still not okay with me, but it got out of guilt and the realization that maybe they had stepped outside of what was appropriate. It got backstoppers $50,000. Beyond that, though, I don't really care. What about Peon? Do you care?
I mean, I like the NFL. I like having a team here, but
I do too, but not necessarily this one under the circumstances of the last few years.
And I really only get upset about stuff that I have control over, and this I have no control over.
And,
so,
and Chuck, before
no
Dan speaks, here's the other thing I don't understand. They keep talking about a new stadium. I've been in this dome. What the heck's wrong with it? I don't get when all of a sudden a perfectly good place to play is now all of a sudden the Colosseum in Rome and in ruins and crumbling. I don't get that.
It's just because some of these other cities have come out with stadiums these last couple of years, like Dallas and things like that, where the dome compared to that is it's night and day.
But that's almost extortion. If we don't get
exactly.
this, we're
well,
not playing.
Yeah, yeah, but Atlanta has had the same dome for a while, haven't they? And so has New Orleans.
Yeah, and how long is Wrigley Field? Let's go to baseball, because baseball does the same thing. Wrigley Field's been sitting there forever.
I know.
Okay, and now, Dan, will it break your heart if the Rams leave?
No, it will not break my heart if the Rams leave. I'm with Peon, though. I like having an NFL team
Well, I
here.
Do, too.
It's fun, but I could. I don't care. One way or the other.
When they decided not to call them the Purple Stallions, that's when I was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chuck, there you go. Those are our three, and that's all it is our opinion. Doesn't mean anything.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys. All and you all have a good holiday.
Yeah, you too, Chuck. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. You know, like anything else, I'd hate it for all the people that lose their jobs, and you know, that's with anything. And now, Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Frank. Hello, everyone.
Debbie, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
What's up, Debbie?
Earlier you said that your wife, Frank, does not have a sense of humor and was real picky about her movies. I watched one the other night I think I like. It was called The Big Wedding, and it has Robert De Niro, Robin Williams, Susan Sarandon, and Diane Keaton in it. Independently, I like all those actors. The premise of the movie is just okay, but they are so fabulous to watch. It's
she
a
would
comedy,
probably
hilarious.
She would probably like that because it sounds like not just a comedy, but a chick comedy. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it was. Right. I watched it by myself. It's pretty much a chick flick, but they're funny. They have great chemistry on the screen, all four of them. Oh, and Katherine Heigl, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
She's in her too. It's hilarious. I really enjoyed it.
She'd probably like that.
Okay, well, you guys have a great holiday.
All right, and now I know what to get her for Christmas, a copy of The Big Wedding.
There you go.
Perfect. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Whew. That's out of the way. What am I get my wife? I'll get her a DVD of that movie. I think we can work Doug in here. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm Aim in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, the reason I was calling is on the whole dome discussion,
mm-hmm.
it's the state of the building and all that. When they brought the Rams here, they had agreed to keep them in there, that their building had to be in the top 10 percentile of the league. So they kind of screwed themselves on that deal.
Yeah, you should never make a deal like that to begin with. Because
right.
you're right. You're just shooting yourself. You're backing yourself in a corner you can't get out of.
Yeah, and so with all these other newer buildings going up in other towns, it forces their hand that they have to do something. And so Kroenke, whether you like him or not, it's like, okay, you agreed to it. Now you got to put up or shut up is kind of the deal. That's the way I see it.
But you know what? You don't always have to hold somebody to every piece of a deal. He has every right to say, you know what, I know that if we wanted to, we could, put it to you and go, okay, where's our stadium? But let's just ride this out for five more years. We don't really need a stadium, and I'm not going to exercise that option. He could do that.
Right. Well, and by the time they would figure it all out, because there was some deal with the RCGA or something like that last year where they did the whole debate on that. That question had come up, and so I think it's going on behind the scenes. It'll probably be, even if they decided that they had to do something, it's probably 5 or 6 years before it would actually be a usable building anyway.
Yeah, and the other thing we have to remember is when you're desperate for a team, you'll do anything or sign anything to get the Rams to say, what, top 10%? Okay, we'll do it.
Right.
In the heat of the moment, you agree to things you realize later you probably didn't have to agree to and could have still gotten the team. But, hey,
right.
What do I know? Thanks for calling Sports Talk, okay?
All right.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
And you are listening to Sports Talk with Peon, Dan, and Frank, your sports authorities. One more call, then we'll take a break. That'll be Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Frank, thanks for taking my call. You're not going to believe this, but I'm AM in the PM.
You're welcome. What's going on? What's going on, Jim?
You know, I mean, you may not have to hold up. You may not have to, hold us to the whole thing of the deal, but just like players don't always get to write their own deal, they're under pressure from the Players Association. He may be under pressure from the owners group, to hold out. Anyway, but what I called about is...
Anyway.
I hear a lot about it, at the holidays, the post office is just jam-packed. Mm-hmm. So my mailbox is overfilled. I got a notice, and then there's a package I wanted to pick up, and it was up there. So I got off work early today, and I go to pick up my package, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be in there 3 hours. Before I even knew it, I was in and out in 5 minutes. I was so happy. I went back in and thanked them for such fast service. So, if you're filling the post office, I would check it out first because you may just get in and out in 5 minutes.
Well, apparently, today's the day to go. My wife had to go today. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jim, Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Welcome back.
Jim's ecstatic. Made his day. He didn't have to wait in line at the post office. Yeah, I've said this before. When you go to the Department of Revenue, or you go to the post office, you have to take that tab, that number. The worst is when you look at your number, and it says 42. And as you're looking at it, you hear, 3? And you don't see that many people in there. That's because some of them are out in their cars because they're going to be waiting half an hour. So they just go out and have a sandwich in the car or something. Yeah, that's the worst. But the best is, let's say you're number 42. And they're on 28. A lot of people just bail. 29.
Right.
And sometimes if you just sit there, they'll rip through like 6, 7 numbers, and those people have already just taken off. So, you don't see a lot of people around. Maybe they're gone, and it's not that big a deal. Mathena Heating and Cooling, not a bad, horrible week temperature-wise. Kind of, yucky and gray and wet. Now, it's supposed to turn... We're looking at 20s all week, and toward the end of the week, possibly a little snow or something. It's not that bitter 0, 5 below cold that we could still have and had last year, but that's not the point. A house that's 45 degrees is a cold house. You don't want that. You've got kids. You got somebody older in the house. You don't want them getting sick. And old people are cold, by the way. Old people are cold all the time. You ever notice that?
I have a grandma who...
And I think... My own theory is because a lot of older people allow themselves to lose weight. I'm going to keep my insulation on. I think fat is insulation. It's an insulating substance. And when I see old people, bony people with shawls around them and blankets over their legs and stuff, I go, eat some cheeseburgers. and maybe you won't be so cold. But if you have somebody in your house who's older and they get cold a lot, or you have... you don't want little kids and grandkids are visiting for the holiday. Let's say they come over to visit, and you really don't get to see them but once or twice a year. How would you like it if they made a deal with themselves after they leave your house? We're never going over to the grandma, grandpa's house again, or mom and dad's house. Their house is just too cold. You don't want that. Make sure that heat's working. Matheny. I always like to say it 3 times. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. I don't know why. I just think that... I don't want you to forget the name, because I know there are lots of people listening who aren't really, you don't have some sort of allegiance to a heating and cooling company. You really don't. You'll use whoever you used last time because they were okay. Okay is not good enough. It's just not good. It's not good enough for Matheny. It's not good enough for you. Okay service is not good enough for them. And you shouldn't settle for that either. You should, your reaction and what you should think when a heating and cooling company leaves your house, when they walk out, you should go, wow, I've never had anybody in here that honest, that efficient, got here that quickly, did the work that effectively, was that reasonably priced. I'm calling them every time we need somebody. That should be your reaction. It shouldn't be, well, they weren't bad. Weren't bad won't cut it. Matheny is a family business. It's been around for 72 years. They work on everything. I don't care what name is on that unit, what brand, what model, what make, what year, how old, how new, in warranty, out of warranty, they can handle it all. Residential, commercial, big or small, St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County. 72 years, they're doing something right. I would love for you to give them a chance to be your heating and cooling company for as long as they're in business and as long as you're around. It starts with this website, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got a minor accident on southbound 55 before Bayless. They've moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is heavy from Weber Road. And we've got a little bit of a slowdown in each direction on Highway 270 at Lindbergh in North County. And this report brought to you by SOS Children's Villages. Millions of children are orphaned each year. Support SOS Children's Villages in their mission to provide a loving home for every child. Visit SOSUSA.org for more information. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Mizzou fans, Lions Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lions Choice. Get real.